which is the document that will guide us in this case. Do we all have? Yes. Thank you very much. Shall we then open the meeting with, I will not say it's a prayer. Let's bow our heads and observe a moment of silence for prayer and meditation. Well, honourable members, let me take this opportunity and welcome the honourable members to this meeting. I'd also like to welcome the Department of officials. Since I'm new here, I'm not too sure who's here, but then please allow me to be general for today. Last time I'll be very specific in my welcoming remarks. Members of the public, media, ladies and gentlemen. After the adoption of the fiscal framework and the Division of Revenue Bill, the committee received the appropriation bill on the 4th of May 2016 for consideration. This was followed by a briefing by the National Treasury on the 6th of May 2016. The bill was then advertised in the national and local newspapers, social media, inviting the broader, social media, but also, inviting the broader the community to participate or to make their public input on the bill. Also of importance to take note of is that no formal submissions were made by the committee, but we received submissions from COSATU, 204 online submissions using the IDP tool and code 4FA. They made submissions to the committee. It will be important to note also that FFC and other six stakeholders were invited for comment. You can rest assured that the input from these stakeholders has been consolidated into the report that we'll be looking at today. So today we had to converge here this morning to consider and adopt the report flowing from the above processing of the appropriations bill. Now, in consideration of the report, what will be key is that we take the best interest of the country into consideration. As we consider, we take the best interest of the country in a consideration. Once more, welcome honourable members. I'm looking forward to a fruitful and a constructive engagement. I can feel it coming, but thank you very much. You're all welcome. Shall we proceed to item number 2 and ask the secretary to read the apologies?
Good morning, honourable members, support staff and guests. Two apologies have been received. The first one from Mr. Alan McLaughlin from the Democratic Alliance. And the second one is a standing apology for Ms. R. Inyarungu from the ANC.
Honourable members, well, these are the apologies. Any proposal for acceptance of the apologies? Honourable member Madope, any seconder?
Sheikh Imam, thank you.
Yes. Can you bring me the list so that I can have the name of people? Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much. Now move on to item number 3, which is, I think, the core business of this meeting. So we will then, in considering the report, I just want to make sure that we all had a copy of the report in front of us. Yes, it was circulated on time. And then the assumption is that honorable members gave themselves time to read. We are then going to consider and adopt the report. I will then go page by page. On page 1, honorable members, honorable Dr. Peek.
Thank you, honorable chairperson. Having read through the document that was presented to us and having previously indicated that we would like to make amendments, I would like to make use of the opportunity now to present those amendments to the committee so that we can consider them with the report that is before us.
Well, just to clarify, I understand you correctly, you'd like to make a proposal for amendments and you want to submit those amendments now. Okay. Honourable members, there's a proposal on the table that the honourable member Dr. Hick submits a proposal for amendment. There's a proposal on the table. Honourable Hick.
Thank you, Chairperson. I propose, Chairperson, that we deal with the report of the committee first. And then once we have concluded considering the report, we then entertain the amendment as proposed by the DA. And if amendments are acceptable, then we will consider them in terms of the clauses, the paragraphs where they might fit into the report.
So I think you'll assist us if you can just tick those paragraphs so that when we now at the end deal with your amendment, you should then be able to, for easy reference when we deal with the amendment. How is that? Are we in agreement?
No, but Chairperson, that's in order as long as we get an opportunity to present the amendment. So we can deal with the report first and then we can have to check the amendment afterwards. That's in order.
Okay. That's fine. Shall we then proceed? And then I've said page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. Page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11, page 12, page 13, page 14, page 15, page 16, page 17, page 18, page 19, page 20, page 21, page 22, page 23, page 24, page 25. When we started, there was a proposal that we considered some proposed amendments.
Just a point of clarity on the issue of recommendation. I just wanted to add one or two things, or just suggest one or two things that might be important.
Okay. Let's start with, you remember, let's explain the earlier proposal, and then we'll then look at your proposal.
Thank you
very much. You are all welcome. You know that you can participate fully. I'm just verifying if you are all members of this committee itself, but I'm trying to make those who are not members of this committee to feel free to participate because the rules, National Assembly rules, allow them. Okay. Shall we then... Okay. I thought it had to do with this motion. It's written for people who are here that I need to acknowledge that. Sorry for that. All right. Shall we then proceed and allow you to... submit your proposed amendments, but procedurally, I'm just checking. You see, when you have to check on everything, could be the things that happened, I think they have not happened. Have you circulated these amendments to the members so that as they come here, they are familiar with the amendments, so that they don't see them for the first time in this meeting? Have you circulated the amendments to members? One thing for sure, I haven't received them, but I know people don't have my details yet, my colleagues' details yet. Have you circulated, Dr. Fink?
Okay, we have hard copies for each of the members to peruse, and we will give them to the members at the meeting now. So we do have them. That's the first thing. The second is that I understand what you're saying about the way, but it is a norm to receive documents at the meeting, so we're just following the norm, Honourable Chairperson. We said that. Honourable Mayneer, who is also an authentic member of the committee, will take us through the proposals if it's in order with you. Thank you.
Okay. I hear you saying that it is a norm that you see the documents in the meeting. Well, that norm will have to change with me because I'm not going to accept it. I want members to come here fully prepared so that they make meaningful contributions and constructive. The area embarrassment. Instead of people reading and then you wait to be still reading and So please, you pardon me if I'm asking for too much, but this is how we're going to work. At least 3 days before the meeting, documents must be circulated so that members familiarize themselves with the content of the document. Honourable Member Tole.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to put on record that it is not the norm of this. Actually, we detest that. We have told many departments that we don't want seeing things at the last minute because we are a very serious committee. We want to read and apply our minds on issues, and we do not want to be given documents on the last minute. We have sent to several departments in this meeting, so it is not our norm.
Okay. So it is an anomaly that we'll have to correct as we move forward. That's fine. And then, have you circulated a copy? Do you have a copy? Oh, so making copies. One of the members, the copies, okay, I'm told the copies are there, and I would like the copies to be circulated to members. Yes,
okay, one last thing, then we apologize and we assure you that it won't happen again, that we present documents at this meeting. Thank you.
Right, Honourable Member, as you speak, if you can remind me of your name, it's a matter of time, I'll be fine.
Yes, certainly, Chair. For me, it's a concern, Chair. My name is Baka Sanop. I'm a member of this committee. Because Honourable Mani has come in with the document has been lying on his desk for the whole time. And now we're only receiving these documents right now. And then we are supposed to make input towards these amendments. So I think next time, really, if it should happen again, I understand Dr. Fick's apology. We had a good working relationship in our committee. But if this should just happen again, and we have even told that the department, then we won't consider such amendments, and we won't even consider to discuss that report for that meeting. I think that is my submission, Honourable Chair. Thanks.
Your concern is justified, and we have also sent a message that from today onwards, things would have to be done following procedure to the letter. When I joined the civil service in 1981, I was taught that there will be no, you don't break the roof. I still hear that voice even today. And you follow procedure to the letter, then you won't get into trouble. I still hear that voice up to today. So if also we can adopt just that spirit, it will help us. All right, I see your hand is up.
Thank you, Chair. My name is Sheikh Ima, that's my surname. Ahmad Manzoor is my first name.
Chair,
while I welcome amendments, I have a challenge and a serious problem with regards to this. Now, over a period of time, Chair, we deliberate, we engage with different departments. And whatever is in the interest of the people on the ground, we must encourage. But I have a problem with this coming at an 11th hour, because we're dealing now with amendments to various different departments, and we are representing all the different departments. Could we not make recommendations in these different departments when those departments make presentations to members of ours that are in the different departments, so that we could make recommendations and then adopt that accordingly, and then rather than it coming here now and we're going to now make amendments to a whole lot of different bodies. I don't know, I find it going to be very, very time consuming, number one, but more than time consuming, I know we don't have much time, is the fact that I believe that if that process we engage with the relevant departments, discuss it, deliberate it, come to common understanding, then it will make it a lot easier for us. So I would see that, you know, in future, if we could rather use those departments, those structures that we are responsible for, and if we can do this in that department, I think it will help us a lot. And we have, and I must admit that we have in some of the departments asked parties to come forward and recommend so that we can sit together and find solutions and but it never ever happens to this level. So, you know, for me, it's very, very difficult to really engage with this at this 11th hour. Whilst I appreciate what we're trying to do, but I think we must change the way it's done. Thank you.
Okay. The underlying message is less correct in future, because it does create problems for members. And it doesn't allow members full engagement on the issues for members. So I think the message is loud and clear. And remember, earlier we have agreed at the table at the end, so we are just there where we then will ask for the briefing from Mr. Mani. Okay, there's a hand. Sorry, Honorable Member Mir. Honorable Member Manana.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I still want to go back to the issue of documents that were submitted in the morning. I remember in one of our meetings, you were not here, where we wanted to send back Department of Finance precisely because they failed to submit their documents in time. And we all agreed that next time we will never entertain such a situation to occur. Because I think you were part of that meeting. And it's very amazing that today they are submitting documents for the first time here. We read about this issue in the newspaper, and we did not know that it's going to happen really, because we were expecting to follow our decisions that were taken. Thank you. With those few ways, Chairperson, I am proposing that we need to have a 5-minute caucus, because we are receiving this document for the first time. Thank you very much.
Okay, Honourable Member, there is a proposal on the table for a 5 minutes break so that maybe members, all members who are here, can look at the and then come back and make meaningful contributions to the discussion. Honourable Members, are you with me or yes, Honourable Member?
Yeah, I'm not opposed to the proposed caucus. I just want to suggest that maybe we should take Honourable Sheikh Imam's observations that he wanted to make on the report, so that when we consider these amendments, we take them together with what Honourable Sheikh Imam is going to be saying to us in terms of what he requested when we concluded the report, so that we can take all of them together.
Meaning, instead of this short break, we proceed with the...
Yes, I'm saying let's allow him to make his input. I think he said on the recommendation. Let's allow him to make those recommendations, and then we take what he's saying and together with the amendments as we have now received from the DA, so that if we go to caucus, we consider all of that together.
Now, my understanding is that also Honourable Imam, you also have not seconded your submission. You've submitted it now.
No, Chair, I'm just talking to the report.
For this report?
On this report.
So, but
I don't have a hell of a lot. Just that I thought that in terms of the recommendation, what I've observed over a period of time.
No.
We want to...
Let's run this meeting procedure as professional. You see, we have allowed, we said, there was a proposal that we present. And then there was a proposal that we take a 5 minute break. And then whilst we entertain this one, another proposal that he proceeds, it's not helping this meeting. We need to run this meeting orderly. After the proposal that we take a break, I think, let's go. For the 5 minute break, so that members can reflect on the proposal, now have them for the first time. I will allow it because you have not seen it before. 5 minutes and then come back and then we proceed with the meeting. Honourable Member Menir. Okay, I'll take the right hand for me. Honourable Member, to the Honourable Member, Madope.
Thank you, Chair. Just let me put on record that I've listened carefully to the members and I take note of their concerns about the process and how we align the committee's program with the constraints the Money Bills Act. I mean, is going to be a new challenge, and I look forward to engaging with the committee on that. But I've noted the committee's concerns.
Okay. Shall we take the 5 minutes break and then we will then come back? Because you said this hour, you don't need a you don't have a document. You have not circulated.
Thanks, Chair. We agree that we must take a caucus. But I think Honourable Imam Sheikh is talking to the report. It's nothing new. Mm-hmm. It's something that we always do. That when you look at the report, the recommendations are fine, but he thinks that there must be recommendation added, unlike this whole statement. You know, that's why we are saying let us finalize this, because it's part of the report. And then the amendments that have been requested by the GA, and then we go out and check it to the state to look at them. But we must hear the recommendations, because if you let him to say that, maybe put the recommendations, we say, oh no, maybe we need us to go out again. That's why I agree with the chief to say that we must look all of them when we go outside. He must put it, but he is relevant to the report. He's amending to the recommendations. He's saying according to the recommendations on page 24. He wants to say something on page 24.
Okay. Honor, I'm sorry for this. Let's then go through the amendments that are already, you know, in the report, so that it gives you enough time. How many amendments are you proposing? I haven't seen them.
399.
And then just focus on you at the end. But also I've also received the technical amendments from the National Treasurer. I think we must also look at those. And then we take a 5 minute break. Pluck up courage come back and deal with these amendments. Okay. All right. Shall we then proceed? Shall we start with page 4? I'm looking at this one and then we'll end up with page 4. I'm told this has been circulated. Honourable Member. On page 4, these are amendments by Regional Treasury as a key stakeholder, where to validate our figures so that we don't send wrong figures. So are you in agreement with that? Can you see? They have something. They said 09. So in agreement with those two figures, are they on paragraph 2? Paragraph 3, yes. And then also, just below this government expenditure table, source National Treasury 2016 agreement, page 4. Okay. Let's look at page 8. On page 8, we're in agreement with the correction set by National Treasury. Okay. We then move to page 30. Comprises of, you see, set 6, we say 4. They know the speakers better than us. I'm so happy that they looked at this before coming here. All right. So that's fine. And then page 15. Agreed? Okay, we agreed with the amendment, technical amendment for page 15. And then also on page 19, there's a slide. Page 3. 3, 7, 4. Yeah. Agreed? Agreed. Then we go to page 22. Are you happy? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you are happy, thank you very much. Shall we proceed with your proposals, Honourable Member Iman?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to add, and I've observed over a period of time that there's a lot of emphasis on understanding. And I wanted to rather emphasize on rather pushing departments to spend their money. We should be pushing them to spend the money appropriately and make sure that we got value for money. In terms of recommendations. Right to the back. Page 24. So I just wanted to add a recommendation that because what we find is that because of dumping, a lot of it happens in the last quarter, is because we are now pushing partners to spend their money, and as a result thereof, we're not getting the desired output. Value for money in terms of what they are spending. So I'd rather we put in a recommendation that the departments spending the money must spend according to the strategic plan that they have provided.
Is it that you want to add or?
Add.
Under it's 26.5.
26.5, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, let's look at 6.1.1.
How do you feel? Yeah, just to a certain extent, but I think I'd like to emphasize this because we have repeatedly been talking about underspending and we're sending out the wrong message to them. Spend, but spend the way you want to spend it along with the spend. So I don't know if we could even add on to that, say that in line with the spending, that because otherwise they are spending even where it is not required or not in terms of the particular strategic plans that they originally provided us with.
Okay, so
yeah.
We add the 6.5, all right?
Okay. So or you can put it there. We can develop on 6.5.
Okay. Okay, so are you happy?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And one more thing.
Does it then suggest that a repassy to add this so that all of us, except for ourselves, the secretary must then read? You know?
Can you read this?
So it's already included? Okay,
all right.
So that's fine. I think that's what I wanted. That they are captured and we all are satisfied with the capturing. Because this is the only moment we have.
Yeah.
We must make sure that the document that comes out of this meeting is complete. Okay? Okay.
And the last one, if you allow me, is that National Treasury identify those departments, whether it's provincial structures, who are repeatedly not complying in terms of those structures, so that we address those challenges, even if it means empowering them or ensuring that it does not continuously happen from time to time. Okay, that's it.
Did you follow? Can you repeat yourself speaking
slowly,
taking into consideration
that this has been kept up? Thank you, Chair. I was born in a hurry, I think. Now, I think one of the problems that we find is that there are repeat offenders time and time again and year out, and one national treasury to identify those and find solutions to that, even if it means we have to empower them or whatever, but take the necessary action to ensure that those that have either failed us or have not complied or have not met the strategic plan or have not spent accurately, that we correct that in the next years, because otherwise it's continuing. Every year you find the same people that are not performing.
Okay. Agree? Are we in agreement with this program? If you're quiet, then Okay, I can reach. All right. Thank you then. Is there any other amendment that you'd like to propose? Okay. Thank you very much. Honorable members, can we then take this 5 minutes break and then refresh, re-energize and come back. I will now, okay, before we call upon DA to make their submission, I'd like to recognize the presence of the PBO, Dr. Sitatane and Ms. Zindli. You're welcome, ladies. And I'd also like to acknowledge the presence of Senior Legal Advisor, Advocate F. Duncan, and National Treasury, Tembegile Blackie. Thank you very much, and
PMG.
Come again?
I'm from PMG.
You're from?
PMG.
Oh, PMG. Okay, thank you for taking interest in our work. Shall we then allow Mr. Mayneev to present to us?
Thank you for the opportunity to present. Let me begin, Chairperson, by complimenting you and congratulating you on your appointment as Chair of this committee, and also to reiterate our message that we listened to what the members had to say about process, and their comments are duly noted. Chair, I mentioned to you when you asked that it's our intention to propose 399 amendments, and those 399 amendments are, of course, amendments to the schedule to the appropriation bill. But I will endeavour to put our proposals as succinctly and as quickly as possible, because we know that you are under time pressure. So let me begin just simply by saying that we obviously all aware that Parliament, in terms of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, has powers to amend the budget, including powers to amend the appropriation bill, and it's for that reason that we've taken the opportunity to propose amendments to the appropriation bill. It's our intention to propose 399 amendments to the schedule, which will in the amount of 9.52 billion in order to fund six proposals, which I will describe. I think it's important to point out that the amendments we propose are budget neutral and are obviously funded through reprioritization of expenditure within the budget, and will have no effect therefore on the fiscal deficit, which, as you know, is estimated to be anticipated to be 139 billion or 3.2% of GDP in the 2016-17 financial year. So, Chair, I will now take you through our proposals very briefly. I don't think that I need to remind members of this committee that 8.9 million people in South Africa do not have jobs or have given up looking for jobs. And I think we probably all agree that growing the economy and therefore creating jobs is the best option. But I think we also all accept that the Expanded Public Works Program does make a difference in the lives of people who do not have jobs or have given up looking for jobs. And we therefore propose that we amend the appropriations bill to increase the appropriation of Vote 11, the public works, by 1.2 billion rand to provide approximately 180,000 more work opportunities in 2016-17. Our second proposal is aimed at fighting crime. I think we would all agree that the police are battling with the fight against gangsterism and drug-related crime in South Africa. And it seems to us that disbanding the specialized units has severely compromised the fight against gangsterism and drug-related crime in South Africa. And so we propose that a specialized unit dedicated to preventing gang and drug-related crime be established within the police. And we therefore propose an amendment to the appropriations bill to increase the appropriation of Vote 23, the police, by 500 million to provide for a specialized unit to combat gang and drug-related crime in South African police. We then move on to our third proposal, which is aimed at supporting students. I'm sure everybody is aware that the National Financial Aid Scheme, which supports about 205,000 qualifying students, does not cover the full cost, which we estimate to be approximately an average of 74,823 rand per year. And so we propose, in order to assist students, that we allocate an additional 2 billion rand to the National Student Financial Aid Scheme, and as well as that, allocate an additional 731 million rand to university subsidies in 2016-17. We think that this will assist students at our universities, and we therefore propose an amendment to the appropriations bill to increase the appropriation of Vote 15 higher education by 2.73 billion rand in 2016-17. I then move on to our fourth proposal, which is aimed at combating corruption. The Office of the Public Protector has been consistently underfunded, and that, in our view, compromises the fight against corruption and maladministration in South Africa. Because of that, we propose to increase the appropriation of Vote 21, Justice and Constitutional Development, by 117.89 million to provide full funding for the public protector in 2016-17. Our fifth proposal, Chair, is aimed at people battling high food prices. We know that we have approximately 17.3 million people currently receiving a wide variety of social comps in South Africa. But the reality is that social grants, and I think we accept it across parties, are a lifeline to millions of people who do not have jobs or have given up looking for jobs. But people on social grants are obviously confronted by very high food price, or very high inflation, particularly food price inflation driven by the tough. And we think that we cannot allow the people who are most vulnerable in our society to suffer because of high cost of living and food price inflation. And so we propose an amendment to the appropriations bill to increase the appropriation of Vote 17, social development, by 2.24 billion rand to assist social grant beneficiaries battling high food prices in 2016-17. And then our sixth and final proposal is aimed at drought relief. We all know that South Africa is confronting one of the worst droughts in recorded history. And we know that there have been considerable requests for emergency funding from the provinces to the Department of Agriculture, Forestries and Fisheries. And we therefore propose an amendment to the appropriations bill to increase the appropriation of Vote 24, Agriculture, Forestry, Fisheries, by 2.73 billion rand to assist drought-stricken communities in 2016-17. Chair, in summary, and I'm now on page 9, we make a six proposals, the total cost of which would be 9.52 billion rand in the 2016-17 year. Now the question arises, well, how would we fund those proposals? I said earlier that we would fund proposals by reprioritizing expenditure within the budget. And so we've carefully scrutinized the budget, and we propose that in the first instance we firewall 13 frontline departments involved in delivering frontline services to people in South Africa, that those departments, and they're listed in the first paragraph on page 10, be firewalled from any spending cuts. We've also partially firewalled 7 programs set out on page 10 from any spending cuts. We then have a careful look at current spending, and we've proposed, and you'll see in the table on page 11, we've proposed that we, in the fifth instance, simulate a hiring freeze and cut all expenditure on new employees in the 27 departments which are not firewalled. To be clear, that would not mean that departments offering frontline services like health or basic education or police would be prevented from employing new people to fill vacancy on the frontline of service delivery. But then, Jay, we've also looked very carefully at 10 areas of economic classification, including advertising, catering, venues and facilities, and especially travel and subsistence. And just simply by cutting the increase in 27 departments, by cutting the increase from the 2015-16 financial year to the 2016-17 financial year, we find 1.38 billion rands of savings. In addition to that, we've made certain recommendations for discretionary cuts, and those would include cuts to the increase in Department of Public Works' Prestige Program, cuts to the increase in the Department of Police's VIP Security Program, and cuts to National Treasury's Secret Service Program. We also go on to find 7.18 billion rands of savings by cutting discretionary spending on the BRICS Bank and on the presidential jet. Jay, if you look at the table on page 11, that achieves a total of 9.52 billion rands worth of savings. I want to emphasize again that our proposal is budget neutral and is funded by reprioritizing expenditure within the budget and has no effect on the fiscal deficit. Chair, in summary, the proposals which I've made are obviously captured then in the appendix 2, which is a draft amended schedule to the appropriations book. Chair, I think that concludes my very brief presentation, and I'd be happy to take questions.
Well, thank you for your presentation, Honourable Member. We have been listening to the proposal for amendment to the appropriation bill. I know that the Honourable Member may hear in the opening remarks you alluded to the money bill amendment procedure and related matters, and you contextualized your submission in this bill. But also, just to remind members that Section 4 and 8 of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act guides processing of any proposed amendments to the Money Bills. So, and there's a whole list of requirements for acceptance of the amendments to the approbation. Okay. All right, the honourable members, shall we then reflect and then let's engage on the proposal. Honourable Member Kabata.
Chairperson, let me start by saying that the appropriations bill was tabled in Parliament by the Minister of Finance in February. And of course, as we all know, it was referred to the committee by Parliament on the 4th of May. And on the 6th of May, the DA indicated that they will be proposing amendments to this bill. I want to point out that from the time this bill was tabled to Parliament by the Minister of Finance to date, amendments could have been proposed to the committee so that it is accorded time to consider. Provisions are made as well that all portfolio committees of Parliament could propose amendments to the bill to the Appropriations Committee so that it considers those proposals. None of the committees have proposed such amendments. And I dare say none of the political parties, including the ANC, have proposed to this committee any amendments to the Appropriations Bill between February and today, and especially between the 4th of May and the 17th of May. And it is only today that we receive these proposed amendments. One would have expected perhaps that when the DA made an announcement on the 6th that they will be tabling proposals, they would have then they'd had time between the 6th and today to make arrangements that these proposals are received by the members in good time so that we could consider them. But none of that has happened. I just want to track this issue back like that and say that therefore all of that put together becomes a very unreasonable proposal just on the eve of a debate on the Appropriations Bill and the passing of this bill by Parliament tomorrow. That's the first thing. The second thing, Chairperson, is that if I summarize these amendments, there's nothing new. Because the basis of these amendments are indeed arising from the priorities of government. There's nothing new. That's one. The second issue is that government has expressly said that due to the constrained economic and fiscal environment, there is no new money, and therefore we have to reprioritize the budget to ensure that. We government funds its program within the prioritized budget with special focus on ensuring that the budget deficit is arrested and in fact caused to decline. Now the DA is saying the same thing, reprioritization of the budget. There's nothing new. What is new is shifting of existing money from one department to the other, which is the same thing as reprioritization. It's not just that the DA choose to keep money from one program to the other. It's not clear exactly and specifically what the department now expected to do with their the annual the DPPs, those that are now going to be disadvantaged by this shifting of money. It's not clear how what now they are supposed to do. Go back and reprioritize or redraft their APPs. Go back and redraft their predetermined targets. go back and redo their budget. It's not here. And where all of that time comes from, given the fact that Parliament is in terms of the program of government, Parliament must rise at the end of this month to give space for local government processing, campaigning, etc. and so on. By the time the local government elections process is done on the 3rd of August, we will have gone past the date on which all of these money bills are supposed to be adopted by adopted and passed by Parliament. If we don't pass this bill by tomorrow, we then stand the risk of failure to adopt this bill and therefore plunge the country into a spending crisis. And as ANC, we are not going to be part of an attempt to plunge this country and government into a spending crisis. Those are my initial comments, Chairperson. And I want to conclude by saying that we can't accept this amendment of the appropriation bill.
Thank you for your intervention. And is there another person, another hand? Honourable member, okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Honourable.
Thank you, Chair.
I want to call you by your name.
Honorable
Imam.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Manana. Okay, over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chair. Whilst I welcome the amendments that are there, but what I find is it's not giving me, like if you talk on the extended public, it doesn't give you a clear indication of how are we going to create 180,000 jobs. So, you know, for me, it is very difficult unless you interrogate this amendment together with the report, the strategic plan of the relevant department. It's very, very difficult to basically to comment because we've already got extended public works program in place. If we need to accelerate that, yes, but how is it going to create jobs, which sector, where, you know, I think what really needs is this amendment, and it might be a good amendment, but I think it needs a lot of interrogation together with the department. And for my view, I think we unfortunately that it had to come at the 11th hour, which is going to make it very, very difficult for us. So for that purpose, you know, for me, I can't think to want to support it. With regard to the NSFAS funding, yes, I must admit a lot of money needs to be given to education. However, the challenge is we have already identified serious challenges where it is not being managed properly, where we find that monies are not being collected. And in my view, I think what we need to do there is manage it properly, make sure the funding from those that we have given these NSFAS loans are collected and redirected based on the skills and things of the country. With regard to the issue of the police, I'm not sure whether we have enough capacity in the police force to be able to redeploy members to the specific unit that we are talking about. And yes, maybe a specific unit may be the solution, but instead of not going and appropriating more money there, why can't we take existing people from the game? That matter needs to be deliberated with the department, with the minister and his team to see how we could. I must appreciate that the gang violence and the drug is a massive problem, especially in the Western Cape, and it should be addressed. With regard to the issue of our people on the ground are having a very difficult time based on the challenges of high prices and economic situation, which is aggravated by, and I want to emphasize on this one point, because I've been speaking to somebody the other day from America, and they said to me, what is going on in your country? You know, every day we listen to negative things, and I said, no, that's what's on our movie channel, which is free, we don't charge you. But what the important point for me that I'm trying to make here is that one little negative thing that you say, and I'll give you an example, if you say a particular bank is in trouble, the next morning you'll have hundreds if not thousands of people queuing outside that bank to take away their money. That is one of the problems that we seem to have. But having said that, there is also collusion in some what I have gathered, what I've established with major industries, food industries in this country, in price fixing. You would find they know exactly when our people collect their grants,
they know exactly when our people collect the stock sales, and that's when you will find all the prices are shooting, and every supermarket you go to, you will find that the prices are in line exactly the same thing, but going up by 80% and 100%. Maybe that's what we need to address. Like you take, for instance, the motor vehicle market. It's controlled by two or three individuals throughout the world. You'll find all of the prices are raising. So maybe that's what we really also need to look at. With regards to the issue of drought relief, yes, I think we have a challenge with regards to that. But I think there is provision that in emergency weapons are needed, it can come from Treasury. We can make an exception. I think we also have some funds that we have made available. So for me, Chair, I want to be honest that this late hour, it will not be in the interest to actually support these amendments. And I would feel that we should go on the report the way it is. And any amendments and things, maybe we need to address, like I said earlier on, in future, let's address it in the appropriate such a better time so we can put meaning to our recommendations and make sure it's part and parcel together with the strategic plan and things, and then that we can get the maximum output out of it. So I'll stop there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you for your intervention, Honorable Member Manana.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, I don't want to repeat what my colleagues have just said. They said it mouthful. I am also of the view that we need not to entertain this amendment at this point. We need to approve our report as they submitted to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you for the presenter for the presenting us with the amendments. Chair, for me to accept this amendment would be totally disingenuous, because I would go totally as what we have said in our budget votes as a political party. But I do agree in one of the amendments, and that's specifically to the budget of the public protector for an increase there in our office to combat corruption and for investigating thereof. So only in that point I would agree, because that is what we have exactly said in our budget debate. But as I even spoke earlier on with my colleagues, both reports as EFF we will object at this stage, and then as we will discuss in the plenary our submissions thereof. Thanks, Chair.
Intervention, Honourable Member
Stole,
to be followed by Honourable Member
Madok. Thank you, Chairperson. I also want to thank the GA for their elaborate work. But I just want to remind ourselves that, you see, as this committee, we take our work very seriously. We're not conducting rituals. We're not doing things for the sake of things. If we say we are appropriating so much, we will also follow up the money and hold the accounting officers accountable. And if we are going to make changes, not even looking at a strategic plan, not having the people to actually say something about it, how on earth are we going to hold them accountable? How are we going to combat corruption? How are we going to make sure that there is performance, there is value for money, if we did not actually do this thing properly? Maybe in the future we should look at this proposal. But for now, I think the budget of the department has dealt with the thing, and we need to have a strategic plan in front of us to make any adjustments. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Member Madonna.
No, thanks, Honourable Chair. Also, thank ODA for putting this proposal before us, although we are not supporting it. Because as the process has started since the beginning of February, they had enough time to present these recommendations before us. Because as Honourable Brother has indicated, when one is looking at this thing, is the priorities of the government, the issue of the job creation, the issue of corruption, all what they have put before us, and also around the issue of education. Money has been secured. I remember Honourable Mainel was part in one day when they were presenting to say that they are going to secure funds to assist, but there are not enough funds because we have got financial constraints, we have got economic challenges in our country, so it will be difficult to fund the way we would all wish the funding to go. And I don't know why the colleagues from DA, they always present their amendments on the last day. I recall also when we're dealing with the expropriation bill, they came when we're supposed to approve the report, and then they table this thing. They may come up with a good, you know, amendment, but now the time is short, you know, to say that we interrogate and to maybe we suggest that in future they must come with those recommendations on time so that they give us time to deliberate on it. Because ourselves in this committee, like Dr. C, he knows we always fight the people who come on the last minute with the committee, and then we said we'll take them out. We're together with him, together with the treasurer, you know. But now today they are coming with this. No, Honourable Chair, in short, because even the parties are allowed to do the, to propose the amendment within the schedules of Parliament, because even the schedules of Parliament need to be respected. There is no member here that does not know the schedules of Parliament in regard to the approval of this particular bill. So they would have, because they knew about the program of Parliament, put these recommendations on time so that they have enough time to look at them. But at the moment when I was opening the report, I see that these things that they have said is part of the report and also are part of the priorities of government. In this regard, Chair, we are not supporting the amendments from the colleagues from the AFF.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair. I think my week has actually covered it to a large extent, but I just think I must add my voice just to say, like other members, that it would be ridiculous for us to be able to be expected to adopt this particular amendment. Simply because I think the DA has sat down, engaged, and agreed on the way forward. But if we are expected to, within these few minutes, to adopt, first we don't know what informed the amount that has been recommended, because we would need to engage to say where does the, even though I see this budget neutral, I don't know what that means in the first place, because I would need to apply my mind and see why certain figures have been put down. And I can't just say, even if in principle I was agreeing, I would still need some engagement to say, okay, why? What informed this allocation? Because for me, allocation goes with the program and the activities around that particular program. And of course, like colleagues have said, I mean, they had all the time in the world to come up with this. But if tomorrow we must adopt, then does it mean that we must just be spoon-fed with this thing to say, oh, because it's late, then let's just adopt it. It cannot be correct. And that would be my position. Because I don't know even with these huge amounts that are recommended, where is this budget? Which department do you want to kill and take money from? Because from where I'm standing, I'm just imagining that maybe one department, some money will be taken from one department and given to another. Thank you.
May I please ask
two or three questions. Session of the, thank you very much. Well, Honourable Member Maynil, presently as we sit here, the fiscal framework and the division of revenue have been adopted. So what I would like to know is your proposal, are they in alignment with the fiscal framework and the division of revenue? But also check if they are also in alignment with the ADIS report and the section 32 of the FMA report. The main amendments in terms of your the money bill, okay, sorry, coming in terms of the money bill, yes, money bill procedure and no, I've got to say it until it sticks, you know. the abbreviations are too many, but it's fine. In terms of the Money Bill Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act of 2009. Yes. Yeah.
Over
to you, sir.
Chair, most importantly, your question is it aligned with the fiscal framework and division of revenue? Well, the answer to that question is yes. As to your questions about whether it's aligned to Money Bills Amendment Act, I believe it is, but if you can point me to a particular session, I'd be happy to try and give you a more specific answer. But as to your first question, most importantly, yes. The proposals are within the fiscal framework and the division of revenue bill. We only attempt to amend the appropriation bill, and we do so in a budget neutral way, so that there's a zero balance.
Okay, if you could then respond to the other issues that were raised.
Okay.
Would you like to respond, or if not, we then proceed to the meeting?
I think the principal objection appeared to be a question of process. I appreciate the various questions raised by honourable members about specific proposals, but let me deal with a substantive argument. As soon as the bill was referred to this committee, as the honourable member said, which was on the 4th of May, we attended the meeting on the 6th of May, and we gave notice that we intended to put amendments to the appropriations bill. And this, frankly, is the first opportunity that we have had to put those amendments. So that's the first point. The second point is, I mean, it's clear that honourable members feel boxed in because the debate on the appropriations bill and indeed the voting schedule take place on Thursday, on Wednesday and Thursday. Well, that is, I perceive that is a factor. But it's less of a factor this week than it was 2 weeks ago because, of course, Parliament's term has been extended. And if this committee had a real appetite propose an amendment, because bear in mind, in terms of the Money Bills Act, the committee must propose an amendment. If the committee had an appetite to propose an amendment, I believe that we could still, as a committee, ask Parliament to shift the debate on the appropriations bill as well as the votes and schedule next week. So there is time, and there's certainly time within the Money Bills Act. So I think that deals with procedure. I think then on the issue of, just to pick up on a couple of issues, that there's nothing new. Well, I would differ with that. I mean, what is new here is that we, although we use a similar method, reprioritization of the budget, we have found additional savings of 9.52 billion rand, which we think can be further prioritized in the amount of 9.52 billion, and that in our view is new. On the issue of the Expanded Public Works Program, how exactly would it work? Well, in my view, the Expanded Public Works Program is an existing program implemented by the Department of Public Works. We will simply be appropriating additional funds to the Department of Public Works, which will cause it to be able to
I think the term was used, accelerate and possibly expand existing programs. We arrived at the calculation of about 180,000 jobs, or 180,000, I beg your pardon, work opportunities, calculated roughly at a daily wage of 110 rand per day, work for 5 days over 3 months. That's how we arrived at the calculation. On the issue of NIFAT, I do think that the honourable member raises a point that there are certain weaknesses in the management of NIFAT, and those weaknesses need to be carefully scrutinised and tightened up. But nevertheless, we think that given the situation, it is still warranted to put an additional 2 billion rand appropriation into NIFAT. On the issue of the specialised unit, we spent quite a lot of time looking at how one would cost a specialised unit. To give you some sort of the backstory, our last assumptions are that there would be a new unit established. It would comprise of approximately 1,000 personnel. It would have responsibilities nationally, not just in the Western Cape, because I think the evidence suggests the crime, the gang and drug-related crime, is a national issue. And our assumption is that in the calculation, which I'd be happy to share with the member, is that roughly 50% of the personnel would be existing personnel, and then there would be provision to promote existing personnel into the unit, or indeed to recruit new personnel into the unit. And we think that our proposal is feasible, particularly if you consider that under VO 23 program, Food Detective Services specialized units, which are responsible for investigating various types of organized and sophisticated crime, are allocated a total of 1.4 billion rand in the 2016-17 financial year. And Chair, just to emphasize that the Honourable member mentioned that these proposals have taken a significant amount of time to develop. We put them to the committee in good faith. We think that they can take South Africa forward, and we would like the committee to seriously consider these proposals. It is time, and we can still comply, in our view, with the Mangroves Act. But I therefore put these amendments, and the committee will obviously vote to accept them or not. That's the committee's prerogative.
Okay, honourable members, indeed you put your arguments, and honourable member Mayneer also responded to your arguments. I just want to check if there's a follow-up after honourable member clarified some of the issues that you raised? None. It does look like there's none. Honourable members, listening carefully to the arguments that were put forth, it was clear that we do not all agree with the amendments, with the proposed amendments, with the exception of Honourable Member Lowe, who supported the proposed amendment on the increase for the public protector. Yes. Yeah. Only that. All right. Now, it does look like we left with one option, maybe, to vote. Yes, we are a democratic government, and one of the democratic principles is to vote and to vote transparent on these issues. Shall we then get proposal from the honourable members for acceptance of the... We are now voting. Are you bringing a new matter? Okay.
Yeah, it's an option. I just want to make sure, I just want to make a request that this be a secret ballot vote.
Well, one of the democratic principles is transparency. And this is the way to go. I can't come to this meeting for the first time and I change democratic principles. Okay. Shall we then throw this to a vote? All those who... Yes, okay. Yes, honourable member Stodden.
I just want you to understand why Dr. Fig wants a secret vote. You know, the economy nowadays is controlled by a few people.
Okay.
They meet in secret to decide for all of us. So don't agree. Thank you.
I've already ruled on the matter. Shall we then get a proposal made? Because I can't propose. Honourable member, and then you followed by honourable member.
Chair, can I, Ayim Sheikh Imam, propose for the adoption of the report as it is, including those amendments that I have, or recommendations that I have earlier proposed? Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I'm proposing the adoption of the
report. I'm checking if you are not ahead of us, because I was still talking about these amendments. Because then, if we accept then, then we will then consider the overall report, depending on how we have voted on the proposed amendment. Have I put myself clearly?
Sure.
Okay, I'm asking. All right, otherwise, Honorable Member may leave, and then there's Honorable Member Madova.
Yeah, I mean, I formally obviously propose that these amendments be adopted.
Honorable Member may leave, propose that these amendments be adopted. Honorable Member Madova.
Thank you very much, Chair. As we have indicated when we were debating on this particular amendment, we don't accept this amendment.
Okay. May all those who accept for the adoption of these amendments have their raise their hands. Hands so that we can see how many. So it's only to may all those who would like to accept the adoption of these amendments also raise, may you raise your hand?
No. It seems though we're not going to get a second for the proposal, but I would like to second Honourable Mayne's proposal that we accept all the amendments.
Okay, Honourable Member Mayne's proposal has been seconded. Any other proposal? Honourable Member Kwanyana?
Thank you, Chair. I would like to table a counter proposal against the proposal.
There's a counter proposal. Any seconder? Seconded. Now we've got two proposals that have been seconded on the table. Shall we then go for the vote?
Is the deputy member can vote on that this one?
No, the deputy member can participate but cannot vote.
It's
an alternate. Okay, if it's an alternate, then he can vote. Yeah, no, if it's an alternate, he can definitely vote. Yeah, okay. All right. Shall we then vote on this matter? All those who must accept the adoption of these proposed amendments to the appropriation bill. There are two. And those that say we should not accept the proposed amendment to the appropriation bill. Okay. Okay. And then we have one abstinence. Okay. Okay. So, okay. Those that have not accepted are five. And those that have agreed to acceptance are two. And we have one abstinence. Now the ruling in terms of the vote is that we then do not accept, we reject
that's according to the book, either you accept or reject. So presently, we reject the proposals of the amendment for provision book as tabled by DA. Shall we then proceed? Let's go back to the report. Any proposal for adoption of the report? Honourable Member, I'm just interested. I thought the other one, the name that I'm saying, that is Sheikh Imam.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I am Sheikh Imam proposing adoption of the report, as it is including my amendments that I have tabled here. Thank you.
So it's proposal for adoption of the report with amendments.
Yes. On the recommendation as proposed by myself earlier. Thank you.
And what about the National Treasury? And the National
Treasury? Yes, and the National Treasury.
Okay, that's fine. Honourable Member Mengi?
Chair, we would obviously, I just want to clarify in terms of procedure that this report will be captured in the final report of the committee.
No, procedurally, I think we need to register that there were proposals made that were rejected to the because it's important that they say proposals by DA were made and were rejected. Otherwise, the majority rule is that we accept, discussing that part. Yeah, we just, then your hand was up earlier on, and then Dr. Pitt.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. I want to support Honourable Imam Sheikh that we accept this report with the amendment made by Treasury as well as the one that was made by Honourable Imam Sheikh on the recommendation.
Okay, so this one is supported, and then I see your hands up to Tafiq.
For clarification, so we understand that it's not going to be recorded the amendment, but can that be attached as a referendum?
The DA, let's take note of the fact that the DA reserves its right to support the adoption of the report. And then any other opinion, I'm sure you also are supporting. I don't want to so this concept. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. Now, on the amendment one, I abstain, but on this particular one, because as I said earlier on, in terms of how we have done our budget votes, it will be, I can't accept this for our object, this one, and then further submissions will be made in plenary why we have done so.
So you also are objecting to the overall bill to be adopted. We'll take note of your objection. Thank you very much. Just if you can, just for clarity, you are objecting to the adoption of the overall report, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Alright, thank you very much. Let's go back to the agenda. It does look like we have to move to item number 4. Honourable Member
Michael, I'm just taking, my understanding was that when we were debating the matter, the Economy Freedom Economy Freedom Fighters said they are rejecting the amendment from the DA with the exception of the increase of budget for public projects. Did I hear you well? It's part of the report, it will reflect as such. But on the overall report, they are saying they will have a right to contribute otherwise on the report.
Okay. When we voted for the adoption of the proposed amendment, Honourable Member Lowe abstained from voting. then when we voted for the overall budget, I'm sorry, not budget, overall appropriation, adoption of the appropriation bill, she then said that she's objecting to the overall report. Now she's objecting. So I think that's where we are now. That concludes the vigorous engagement on the consideration and adoption of the draft report of the 2016 appropriation bill. Shall we now move to item number 4? Any announcements? Anyone's birthday or any baby, new baby born? Doctor, not that you're aware of. All right, shall we then move to item number 5? And alright, honourable members, let me take this opportunity and thank you for coming and also for preparing for this meeting. And I think a few things that we have been reminded of, we talk about procedural matters, that in future, if we want to make a submission, that submission must be in writing and it must be circulated to members at least 3 days before promoting, so that members can reflect and then come here ready to engage also on the new matters that you will have raised in your own submission. I'm also sending to you, Ms. Sheikh Imam, you were also supposed to get a submission in writing so that it's circulated to me and so that you can capture it correctly. Yes, so you can capture it correctly in terms of your submission. So we have just been reminded on that and know that moving forward we will then comply. See, this slide is about performance, balancing performance and compliance. So I think if we do things like that, we will move over. I think you have your hand up.
Thank you, Chair, for that opportunity. I just wanted some clarity on what process can we follow in the future. So recommendations and things like we've had from the DA could be addressed and included if necessary, so we don't have to come to this 11th hour in any degree or city where we have had time to go through it, deliberate, accept it, so that we know, you know, in fact it will help the entire course of all, you know, appropriately, correctly. But I don't know if we could spend 2 or 3 minutes discussing
it.
Yes, thanks. The DA will sort out its own problems. We will deal with our own problems. We will make sure that we follow the rules. We haven't approached anybody else from any other party, so we're quite satisfied that we've got a good enough team to take us forward. Having said that, I just seen that Honourable Sheikh Imam spoke, so I thought we need to take the opportunity. In terms of the rules, we didn't need the Honourable Mayor to be ATC. The rule made provision for her opt-in members. So it's in the rule, so we wouldn't have, it would not be necessary, it's not necessary to, and the secretary can put on that.
Not necessary to do what?
To ATC, to have a member on the committee, you can co-opt members to any committee.
But the National Assembly rules say any member can come and participate. But if this member is not a sitting member can come and participate, but that member cannot. And you said the honourable member is a... So far we... Now, the procedure that you want to learn to own, I mean, the only procedure that I think assists us to do our things orderly is that you make your submission to the secretary in writing. The secretary will then bounce that with me, but also circulate it to members. Remember, we've got to be transparent to these issues, so that members can carefully apply their mind on what is before them. And there's no other way. I can't take a decision. We must still come here, so the committee can deliberate on the matters that have been put before the committee and take a decision and resolve in a meeting. The only requirement is that at least members should get this writing before the meeting. Now, all that I'm asking for is that at least just have 3 days before the meeting, because I know these honor members are very busy. Am I right, honor member? Though?
very busy. So three days to me become reasonable for members, you know, to be able to.
Okay, let's not entertain this debate.
This is not the platform for it. You know where you can do that thing. In the house. Okay, thank you very much, honorable member. Thank you so much for all your invaluable contributions and the meeting set agenda. Tomorrow is the debate, and I wish all of you all the best. Then, whatever we say, honorable member, maybe
just take the president from the council into consideration.